Before, I was sharing with you about types of barriers. Now, when I was sharing with you the types of barriers, I told you, we spoke about the self-imposed barrier. Yes. Remember I told you?
Yes.
You can actually impose a barrier yourself. One time, I think 20 years ago, I was teaching about types of troubles. We have a lot of troubles. We have God-given troubles. God can actually cause a scenario. We have devil-caused and we have self-imposed. Now, I was saying the self-caused troubles are self-caused problems. A good example is the prodigal son. He himself left the house. Do you understand? He himself left the house. He took the money from his father. He took the wealth and ran away. He said he wants to go.
Yes.
And the father said, go. When he went there, he began to suffer. Who caused that problem?
Himself.
Exactly. So the self-imposed problems can only come out by yourself. So even if he prayed where he was for his father to come and pick him, no one was coming. The self-caused problems, you can only come out of them by yourself. So he walked home by himself. So he came out of the problem by himself. So in the same way, the self-imposed barriers, you come out by yourself. Can you imagine this, that there were people facing Goliath, but all of them, they had imposed a self-barrier. We cannot defeat Goliath. When David came, he removed the self-imposed. He said, I'm breaking the barrier of self-imposed. I know. And he was not going there in the name of God of David. He said, who are you to defile the God of the armies? Which armies? The one which we are scared. So they had a God who could have done it for them. Ah, you didn't hear me. They had a God. These armies, they had a God who could fight for them. But they could not fight because they were having a barrier of fear. Because self-imposed barrier could be fear. Could be timid depression. You can be scared to say, I don't think I can do it. But I told you this, that in this year, whatsoever you believe in God for, it will happen. Am I talking to someone right here? So if you impose a barrier on yourself that I cannot do this, or maybe the period is too small, I cannot achieve that, I cannot become that, guess what? That self-imposed will block you from becoming what you are supposed to. So David broke the self-imposed. He said, nothing is going to block me.
Nothing.
Come on, someone say nothing.
Nothing.
Say, I am what God says I am. And I will achieve what God says I will achieve. So that self-imposed, I have always rebuked it. Always rebuked it. Always rebuked it. I am rich. Say, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I am healed.
I'm healed.
Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. So, when you'll be sleeping tonight, begin to see that you're a millionaire. Begin to see your greatness. If you believe in God for wedding, begin to sit before December like, wow, I'm seeing myself going up. I'm seeing myself going higher. Say, self-imposed. Barrier. I break you now. So I'm breaking out. So self-imposed. So we have that self-imposed as a barrier. We also discussed about the barrier of people. People can block you. Ask me. I have seen people. I have fought with entities. Governments. Now let's look at another stagnation. Quickly. Let's look at relationship barriers. Or marital barriers. I'm not going to take much time here. Okay. John 4:18. What does the scripture say?
For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you have now is not your husband. In that, you spoke truly.
Wait, I want you to hear this. Do you understand how the demonic entity had set up this woman? to always be getting wrong husbands? You are hearing, but you're not getting it. Do you understand that the woman had a man who she thought was a husband, but he was not supposed to be her husband? So, the first one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth, all of them. Listen, she was only being directed to wrong people. And this husband will marry her and leave her. Another one will marry her and leave her. The third one will marry her and leave her. Fourth one, fifth one. And Jesus said, the one you have even now. Meaning that he will actually divorce you again. Meanwhile, she was excited, she just got married. You must be very careful in the spirit realm. If you see this, what Jesus was trying to tell this woman, is this having anything to do with going to heaven? No. Because people think Jesus is only there for us to go to heaven. Well, that's our primary reasons why we are born again. We are born again because we want to go to heaven, period. We want to live righteous and walk in his holiness because we want to go to heaven. However, whatever is happening on earth, it is our responsibility. If you are attacked on earth here, it has nothing to do with your name in heaven. You have to deal with it through his name. So Jesus reveals what's happening. He says, woman, there is something wrong with you. He says, you've been married for 5 times and the one you have now is not yours. Somebody say after me, every attack.
Every attack.
Every barrier.
And every
say, barrier. Be broken.
Be broken.
And that's not the only one. There was another woman in the Bible who everyone she was marrying was dying. It was recorded in the spirit that she must never be married. So you marry this one, will die. Another one will die. Another one will die. I delivered a woman from Kenya. I said, a woman, you've been married for 4 times and all the husbands died. She said, yes. I said, I'm scared now to marry because if I marry someone, they die. She said, Papa, it's not only marriage. Even in my relationships when I was at school. Can you imagine when she was at school? He said, at high school, I had a relationship with a boy, he died. I went to university, I had a relationship with a boy, he died. I got married 4 times, they all died. Is this normal?
No.
There are things that are happening in the realms of the spirit that you need the prophetic to deal with those issues. So you, as a prophetic woman, as a prophetic man, we are agreeing and we are casting out every barrier that is standing on our way. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every barrier. So now, Lamandereki Frekadash Rakapahatia. When you have a marital barrier or a relationship barrier, that's what happens. You have a wonderful woman, and because there's a demonic barrier, you begin to fight. You'll have a husband and you'll begin to fight from nowhere. And you'll be wondering, what's the problem with me? It's not you who is a problem. It's not her. But somewhere, there must be a barrier, a demonic entity to stop you. Either from getting married or from enjoying the marriage. Because to get married is another thing. But to enjoy the marriage is a whole different thing. So you must understand this. There could be a barrier that you must never be a happy man in your marriage. You are blocked to that happiness. You are blocked as a woman to never enjoy happiness in that marriage. So you must break that barrier. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, break.
Break.
You know, on this issue of marriage, it's a serious matter. It's a serious matter. Listen to me. Listen. It's up to you to choose to have this remain in your life or to break it. This has to be broken. Do you understand that this woman, she meets Jesus And all the men she met were wrong people who later divorced her. Do you understand being divorced for 5 times? And Jesus is not blaming her. He's blaming the wrong places the devil puts her. Am I talking to you? This is so deep that some people, it goes that deep. That not only them, but also their mother, but also their father, but also their cousin, but also their aunt, but also their child. This thing is a pattern, it's happening. You do not need another proof. You know it's vivid, it's there, it's happening, and you know it. It's a matter of you understanding why God brought you in a prophetic ministry. Because God understood through you, He can break the pattern, the barrier of marriages. If you leave it like this, we have people who say, I'm okay, I don't want to get them. It's fine. But there is a generation after you. Through you, you can break this pattern. Understand why God puts you in a prophetic ministry. Understand why David was sent to go and give food to his brothers in the battlefield. It was not for the food he was trying to go and give. It was for the salvation of the whole Israel. Am I talking to somebody here? It was for the deliverance of the whole nation. Some of you, God has brought you in this ministry for the deliverance of your people. Karamadara Zurikika. I pray with you tonight in the name of Jesus. We stand against every entity and prosperity the enemy has put up, every spiritual legality the enemy has raised up as a barrier.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Whether it's a financial barrier, whether it's a marital barrier, whether it's a self-imposed barrier, we break it in the name of Jesus. We break it in the name of Jesus. Someone say, break!
Break! In Jesus' name.
Now, let's see another barrier. And we pray, we cancel it by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the name of Jesus. Let's go to another one. Say, business barrier. Listen, this is a very serious one. There are people who they are supposed to actually be millionaires by now. But you will never be. I'll give you examples in the Bible, don't worry. There are people who are supposed to be far by now in their career, but the enemy says you will not. Something abnormal happened in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 5. I want us to read from verse 3 to 5.
Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
Go ahead, let's go verse 6.
But when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
Did you hear? Let's just stop there. Someone said breaking barriers. Did you understand who Peter was? Peter was a fisherman. He was a business person. He was an entrepreneur. He had a company of fish. He actually owned boats. For people who understand fishing, for a person to own boats, he's a business person and he is into business of fishing. Am I talking to you? It was not a business, it was not a transport boat. It was a fishing boat, especially for his business. Did you just hear the scripture? He tried the whole night and caught nothing. Where was fish? In the water. When Jesus Christ came, he says, cast a net. Where he had actually cast a net and caught nothing. This time around, he's casting and he's catching something. Something here is not making sense. Does this make sense to you? enemy can mess you up. You can invest your money and catch nothing. You can try business and do nothing. Yet you're supposed to get something. Same place when Jesus Christ came, the devil could not mess up Peter. Do you understand that the fish was still in the water? Do you hear this? Do you understand all the time he was casting the net, the fish was still there? But the moment he's about to cast, all fish will just run this direction. You didn't hear me. There was a special wisdom in the fish. Like something is coming on us. All the fish. And then he throws it. And he pulls out. And he gets nothing. How can fish get such type of wisdom? And then he tries to the other side. He says, this side, we're not going to throw it. We'll drop it. So they'll put a net so that fish, when the fish is swimming, just gets into a net. The fish comes like this, close to a net. I said, turn back. Jesus said, Peter, he said, I'm here. He said, at your word, I'm going to do it. There are people right now that are supposed to be millionaires. I promise you, whenever it's their turn, other people can do the same business and make money. Only their turn, they make losses. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Every career barrier, every business barrier, be broken in the name of Jesus. I break you now. I command you be broken. We have people having different barriers. Jesus says, come unto me, all of you who are heavy laden. What is he talking about? He says, I'll give you. He says, cast all your burdens, for he cares for you. There are people who don't even understand why they have cast their nets, their business nets, their project nets, and caught nothing. This time around, you are going to catch. There will be a great catch of fish. The barrier has been broken. Whatever barrier was blocking Peter, what was this? This is so serious. You mean, he said, and we caught nothing. And he said, and we caught. So we tried the whole night and we caught nothing. Do you understand? Peter could be a poor man. In fact, maybe it was not only that night. Maybe all his days, he was catching nothing. In the same lake where people were catching fish, he was catching nothing. We see this as a pattern. Listen to me. When Jesus died and rose from the dead, Peter gave up in ministry. The Bible says he went back into fishing. Do you understand this? Jesus appeared unto him for the second time and found him caught nothing. He also said, we tried the whole night and caught nothing. Jesus said, cast a net to the right side, and he caught the fish. So this was a pattern in the life of Peter's business, to catch nothing. I have people who are watching me now, who in their life, there's nothing they're achieving. They put efforts, they try everything, they get nothing. I want to tell you something. It ends now. Anything you put your hand upon from now, you shall see the miracle of God. I say you will see the miracle of God. Somebody say, oh Lord. Oh Lord. Bless my career. Bless my business.